Hey guys, good evening. It is John C. Morley here, serial entrepreneur. Welcome to IFYL, Inspirations for Your Life. I'm happy you decided to join me. It is Sunday, February 18, 2024. Thank you so much for stopping in. Whether you're here at 5 minutes to 11 at night, 5 minutes to 11 in the morning, 3 a.m., 3 p.m., or maybe even 4 p.m. or 4 a.m. Makes no difference. Thank you so much for being here. Really do appreciate that. Very, very much. You know, we start with a master topic on Saturday. We roll all the way through the week, and we finish up on a Friday. All right, so let's talk about our master topic for the week, and that is, what is karma? And our specific granular topic for today, because every day we have a granular topic based on the master topic, and that is understanding karma laws. We're on series three, which means we're in the third year, show eight, episode number two. So let's talk about some of the laws, right? So one law I want to talk about is the law of connection. All right, so what the heck is the law of connection? So the law of connection is basically a law that states that everything in the universe and everything in your life is connected, your past, your present, your future. No action decision that you take is insignificant because every action affects where you are and who you become. When you think of law of connection, think of it as affirmations. Like every small step takes you having a chance and opportunity to make a big difference. That's the big thing. So when we think about the law, this law, which is a very, very important law, again, it's the law of connection. Each step leads to the next step, and no step is more important than the other because they're all connected. Right? Our life is all intertwined. And this is true in terms of yourself as well and everything you do in your life. So everything is important, your past, your present, your future, and all are pretty much intermingled and deeply connected to one another. All right. So that's important. We're talking about the law of connection. The next law I want to talk about tonight is going to be the law of focus. The law of focus. So the law of focus is another important law when we talk about karma. It states that you should focus on one thing at a time. And if you focus on that one thing, maybe it's a spiritual value or financial abundance, you have space in your life to focus on lesser feelings such as greed, jealousy, and anger, because that can often happen when you're trying to do too much, right? So you can focus on just having a better spiritual value. Maybe having more peace or more grace, right? So that's a really important law, and it is called the law of focus. So if you were working on something, right? Let's just think about this for a moment. Can you focus on more than one thing at a time? And many of you are probably say, oh, yeah, sure I can. Well, the truth of the matter is you're really not. You're multitasking. So if let's say you were watching TV and you were cooking, you're not giving your undivided attention to every single thing. And therefore, you could burn something. I mean, you could have a timer. You could be flowing back and forth, but that's nuts. You should work on one task, finish it, and then move on. Now, there are times when you would multitask, but when you're working on promises yourself, you want to just work on one. This is really, really important. The next law that I want to talk about tonight is the law of giving and hospitality. All right. The law of giving. So it's important to give, right? A selfless person that wants to give and be generous. And you do this because you want to, not because you have to. Envisioning a world where you want to help others. Now, of course, there is the premise where, you know, you give, and you don't get anything. I get that. Like, you know, a lot of charities will ask a business to do something, but then you know what happens? They do all this stuff, and then they don't get 1 ounce of recognition, or they don't get any business back, and they've been giving and giving for years. I recently had this happen with one of our plays that I belong to, a charity. The restaurant said, no more. This is the last year they're doing it. And it's because it's like you've been giving and giving, unless you've been giving for 10 years or 20 years, and you're not getting any return. you've got to, I don't want to say be, you know, selfish, but you have to kind of realize that, hey, you know, your business just can't keep giving to everybody, right? There has to be a value. Now, you might be telling me, hey, John, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, just give. Well, you've got to measure that at some point in time, right? If you're not getting any ROI on it, then you can't keep giving, right? And a lot of people will tell you this. You can't keep giving if you don't get back. So when you give and give and give and give, and you're tired of giving and you get nothing in return, maybe you have friends that call you for help and know they can count on you. And you love helping and giving to others, but sometimes there's a point when you've given and given so much and then given more and you don't know what to do. And it's like past your limit and you're tired of giving and you're just getting nothing. So how do you know if you're giving too much to others? So when you feel resentment, when you feel anger or frustration toward the person or the situation, then you know that you've given too much. When your internal conversation sounds like, why is this person doing this to me? Why are these people so ungrateful? You're giving too much. I give so much and they never give to me. Then you know you need to slow down and reflect on the dynamics between the two of you or whatever situation it is between a person, significant other, or a friend. And if you feel like you're supporting or helping and giving to someone and not taking care of yourself, then it's time to take care of you. I said this to somebody a while back that, you know, I have to take care of myself, right? I have to do what we need to do for ourselves. And I have to be a little selfish about that. Not all the time, but sometimes, right? I need to know that my cup needs to be full. If you want to make people feel happy, but you don't know what makes you happy, then you might be in a one-sided relationship or a one-sided volunteership. So the signs of a one-sided, whether it's a friendship, relationship, you feel exhausted and frustrated by how much you're supporting and taking care of the person. You feel tired of giving when it's just one person putting in the effort. Healthy relationships are about give and take. It's not about egos. It's not about I'm better than you. It's not about, you know, I'm in charge. Like, this happens a lot. This dynamic happens a lot in charities where there's one person that's usually running everything. And then when you just don't kowtow down to them, they get a little rude. They get a little rude. And so it's like you don't want to give anymore, right? You don't want to give anymore. Not because you're a bad person, but hey, people are just enough's enough, right? So if you give and take, and the imbalance is a one-time thing, isn't an issue? No, because it was one time, okay? How do you stop giving so much to others so you don't feel depleted? Well, when you're tired of giving and getting nothing in return, you're ready to learn how to stop giving too much to others. Just say no. Some people are uncomfortable saying no to others. So if that sounds like you, you might need to take a time out and learn the skill of how to set boundaries. Sometimes you have to say no because you're a people pleaser and you want to just do everything to please people. You don't need to do that. If you tried sharing your feelings, but nothing has changed and you're still giving too much, it might be time for you to stop giving. And if you don't have a give and take, it's like you feel as though your energy has been depleted. Now, it doesn't make you a bad person to want to say no. Many people will say, hey, you know, I can't believe you're not doing this. I can't believe you're not doing this. Like, for example, we sell tickets. Oh, I can't believe you didn't sell any tickets. I'm busy. And they have to respect that. Or I can't believe that you didn't sell ads or whatever it is. You have to know that when you're giving too much, you will deplete yourself like that. All right, let's talk about the next law, and that's called the law of here and now. The law of here and now. So this is a pretty cool law. It exists. It's the moment right now. The past is gone. The future's not here yet. So true inner peace comes from embracing the moment of now. That's why the different meditations and the mindful meditations, we focus on the now. It states that the true peace of mind comes from living in the present moment, and you can't embrace the present moment if you're always looking back in the past or ahead in the future. Realize the past events might prevent you from engaging with life just as it is now. And when you find yourself replaying events of the past or worrying about the future, gently bring yourself back to the present moment in time. This is really important. All right. So there's one more law that I want to talk about tonight, and it's called the law of change. So maybe you've heard the phrase, history repeats itself, a concept that's about the core of the law of change. And it states that history will continue to repeat itself until you've learned the lessons. I just said this to someone the other day. You know, the lessons, the universe is going to keep repeating the lessons. I don't say it's going to repeat itself. I say the universe is going to keep repeating the lessons until you learn. And so you're meant to learn and to take actual steps to change the pattern. If you don't, you just keep getting what you had. You know, Einstein said something really intelligent a while back, many years ago. He said, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. I thought that was pretty wise and pretty well off, right? So again, I want to just go back and just review a little bit with you guys again. So first law we talked about tonight is the law of connection, the intricate threads that basically weave us together, and the profound impact of our interconnectedness in shaping our lives as well as those around us. The next law that we talked about tonight was the law of focus. Unveil the power of focus and direct your attention toward one thing or aspiration or desire that you want to manifest, and you'll transform the outcome immediately. When you have so many things, what happens if you go to somebody who's doing chat like with like 10 people? They're like trying to help you, but it's like they're time slicing, and it's like it doesn't work. So the next law we talked about tonight was the law of giving and hospitality, right? So understanding that when we give, there's a big significance to being generous and being hospitable. And this helps to grow our positive energy in the abundance of our lives. You know, one person once told me, John, you know, if you make X, give something away. Because when you give it away, it will come back to you. It's almost like a relationship, right? If a relationship wasn't working out, just let it go. And if it's meant to be, the relationship will come back to you. Don't go looking for it. That's a really cool one. All right. So then we talked about the law of giving. We talked about the law of here and now. Understanding that we need to embrace the present moment. We cannot change the past. And the future hasn't got here yet. But if we worry about the present, the future will be great. Okay? And so when we think about, you know, transformation and how we can shape our lives, the here and now is just all about being present, right? So the law of here and now focuses on being present. And that's what they teach in a lot of meditation courses, is that if we can just focus on right now what's going on, be here right now, the precious present, being centered, living in the moment. This is pretty amazing. Living in the moment, you know, not getting caught up in the past or the future, live in the now, be present. We only have the present right now. So let's treasure it. And, you know, you might have heard this before, but the concept of us really embracing the present allows us to enjoy the beauty of the present, everything that it has to offer. If we're always worrying about the past or about the future and things that haven't gotten here yet, we're not going to enjoy the present, which we're going to miss. And it's just going to just go right, you know, past our eyes. The last law we talked about tonight was the law of change. The law of change. So knowing that change is important because we embrace the growth and the evolution of self-discovery. That's pretty wild, ladies and gentlemen. That is pretty wild. And so, as you might have heard the phrase before, history repeats itself, or, you know, the universe will keep, the best way I like to say this is the universe will keep giving you the lesson over and over again until you learn. Until you learn. So the universe is trying to teach you something. The universe will keep giving you lessons until you learn them. Now, it might not be the same lesson, but it will seem very similar, right? The universe will keep handing you difficult situations until you can learn to be more patient. The universe will keep you on your toes with hard times until you can learn to be kind. The universe is challenging you through difficult experiences again and again to learn that you need to be more graceful, empathetic, forgiving, and so on. The universe is not only being hard on me until I learn lessons, it's being hard on everyone, right? The universe is surrounding you with love and light, and it sends you reminders and lessons that are not, in fact, maybe what they seem negative, but they are tools to help us become positive so that we can learn from these lessons and not repeat them. The lessons I need to learn, the universe will keep sending me again and again. Because I might refuse to believe them, it's going to keep sending them to me. And, you know, it's almost like playing baseball, right? The ball comes first the first time, comes very light, you miss it. Send it a second time, it's a little harder. Third time, it's really hard, almost hits you. And you start to realize that maybe you got to pay attention when you're playing baseball. Remember, I am enough. I'm loved, I matter, I'm a good person. These are also lessons that many people just brush off because where they are right now is not where they want to be. And there's no sense about crying about spilt milk, but embracing the present moment, embracing where you are, how you're sitting right now. I mean, if we were just to take a moment here and I'm sitting in this chair, right? And I'm just enjoying sitting in this chair. I'm enjoying communicating with you guys. And just expressing and just feeling what I feel right now, hearing what I hear right now, thinking what I'm thinking right now. And the most important thing about karma is that karma's energy and everything we do is energy. So if we understand that how we respond in kind will boomerang back to us. That's a very big part of karma. Very, very big part. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. It's been a privilege, been a pleasure, been an honor to be with you this fantastic evening. Please like, love, support the channel. Scan the QR code. Go to believemeachieve.com. Why not follow me on TikTok so we can get that count up to over 1,000. We can start streaming to TikTok as well. Have yourself an amazing rest of your a night in the morning soon. I actually celebrated today day 50, which was actually from the other day, and I just posted it this morning of mindful meditation, and I'm checking in every 10 days with you now. So definitely check that journey. If you haven't started mindful meditation, go over to my Jason Academy TikTok and start seeing how you can start a mindful meditation purpose practice, because it will really change your life if you embrace it with your whole heart. All right, guys, have a great rest of your night, and I'll catch you real soon.